The interview.
Yet another story about a repeat offender, this case convicted of killing his girlfriend in a DUI crash when he should have actually been in prison. And of course, we've got a new state law that might allow him to be released early because of the changes in the three strikes law. Joining me on the line is State Senator Mike Padden. Thank you so much for coming on. If you could, just bring us up to speed on this particular case.
Well, Mr. Robert Jackson, who should have been in prison, was released early under the Inslee administration mistakes. And while he should have been in prison, he was guilty of vehicular homicide of Lindsay Hill when he crashed the car that they were riding in into an apartment complex where she lived in Bellevue. He takes off, and her 13-year-old son discovers the body of his mother. So this guy has quite a criminal history. He's being resentenced today because the legislature, over strenuous objections of our entire Republican caucus, plus Senator Sheldon, who caucuses with us, voted against this bill, which applies the elimination of robbery to as part of the three strike persistent offender criteria, but it does it retroactively. The year before, they passed the law to do it prospectively, which is one thing. These gives people warning, but to retroactively is, in my mind, always a huge mistake in criminal law because the circumstances are quite a bit different when somebody was sentenced than they are today. And there could be cases where somebody convicted of or could be convicted of robbery one, but they plead down to robbery two because it's a third strike and they're going to get life in prison. So this is a real slap in the face to the victims, to the Hill family. They were convinced this individual is going to be in prison for life. I do admire Amy Freeheim, who's the prosecutor who prosecuted Jackson for vehicular homicide and is there today. It might be going on right now or shortly, the resentencing, and I'm sure she will ask for the maximum possible time that Judge North could sentence him.
But it's not even about this particular case, right? I mean, we talked about the same issue with Roy Russell, who is a murderer. He murdered a 14-year-old girl, right, Chelsea Harrison, and he also was sentenced to life in prison because of the three strikes law, which same exact thing. Second-degree robbery was considered, and I spoke to the former prosecutor in that case who said they would have charged differently had they known that this was going to happen. Now, we'll hear what ends up happening with the resentencing in October 13th. But let's just presume for the sake of the argument that in all of these cases, all the retroactive, you have a judge giving the maximum sentence. Let's just assume that for the sake of the argument. You've just still decided to re-traumatize all of these families again with going through all the pain and suffering associated with whatever the original crime was related to. It just seems to me disgusting. And I went back and I looked at some of the videos that were posted online during the debate where Democrats were arguing in favor of making this retroactive. And it's just bizarre to me because their basic argument, and you were there, the basic argument was that second degree robbery isn't violent enough and that it disproportionately impacts people of color, which is, of course, ludicrous. It just so happens that the people who they were charging at the time happened to be black or Latino. It didn't mean that they were purposely going out of their way to target the so-called BIPOC community.
Well, right. And if you checked it out, you know that we offered a number of amendments to try to do what we could, including one that Senator Holey offered that would have made this discretionary with the prosecutors if they wanted to do it. Another one that would have put a referendum clause so that people could vote. After all, they passed this three strikes law overwhelmingly statewide, and here the legislature's changing it against, I really believe, the will of the people. And now we have these two cases in which the victims, like you say, are re-traumatized. Your heart goes out for them. It's something that should never happen. It never should have been retroactive. And in my view, they broke faith the year before when they passed the law to make it prospective. And the prosecutors worked with them on that. But to make it retroactive and the circumstances are different, and just, you know, somebody's little 14-year-old daughter is murdered, or a 13-year-old son sees his mother's body. These are horrible things, and they're reliving all that now.
It's disturbing, and that's why this upcoming election is so important. Number one, we have to maintain the Republicans up for re-election. There's some tight races. You've got Chris Gilday, state senator, who seems to be behind, and we can't lose that. But on top of that, we also have to make sure that we win some races, like with Jesse Young, who's going up against a very far to the left Democrat.
Right, who supported this bill.
They all did.
They all voted for it. And then they got the sponsors, and the sponsors, as I understand, have been very reluctant to come on shows like yours to defend their position on this. And you got Senator Claire Wilson down in Federal Way, who is one of the sponsors, Elias and Linwood. There's eight of them that sponsored it. Senator Darnell, the prime sponsor, no longer is in the legislature and has a job with the Department of Corrections.
Yeah. But I mean, ironic.
Look at this case where the guy never should have been out to begin with. It kills, and now, you know, after hard work by Prosecutor Freeheim, is convicted, three strikes, sentenced to life, and now they're in the process of taking that away.
It's disgusting. It's despicable. We can make a change if only we give Republicans power in Olympia. So make sure, folks, you're out there voting, and you're not just voting, but you're also campaigning. That is so important to get more involved, get more activated in your community.
Right.
State
and this is just one phase of other bills that I'm sure you've discussed that have made it made public safety less safe.
Exactly. It's alarming, to say the least. Senator Mike Patton, Republican from Spokane Valley, thank you so much for stopping by and telling us about this. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you, Jason.